A series of late-season winter storms has filled reservoirs, boosted snowpack, and left forecasters anticipating a late start to California's wildfire season. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. For now, Predictive Services is forecasting below normal large fire activity in Southern California in May and June and normal activity in Northern California. Aldi plans to add 800 of its discount grocery stores across the U.S. in a five-year expansion plan. Inflation has led many consumers to change the way they shop. In grocery stores, they're shifting away from name brands to store brand items, switching to discount stores, or simply buying fewer items like snacks or gourmet foods. U.S. prices for food eaten at home typically rise 2.5% per year, but in 2022 they rose 11.4%, and in 2023 they rose another 5%, according to government data. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. In a meeting this week, the Arcata City Council unanimously passing a resolution calling for immediate and permanent ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Eureka Times Standard reporting in November, Council considered a similar resolution, but it died without a second vote. Since then, advocates have continued to press the Council to call for a ceasefire. Meantime, public comment for the past 4 months was very divided on the issue. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.